Officials with the scooter and bike rental company Lime say they thought they had the support of city leaders when they introduced their electric scooters uptown in early May without a permit. That wasn't the case, and the company had to pull scooters off the streets. This week, Lime got its permit, as did two other scooter companies, Bird and Spin. WFAE's David Borax talked with Lime's regional executive and has this report.
Sidney McLaurin oversees Lime's electric scooter and dockless bicycle programs in North Carolina. He says the company has had a good relationship with Charlotte officials.
And continuing that relationship, we had conversations with the city and several business leaders in the city prior to launching scooters. And so when we originally launched them, you know, we felt that we had the support to go ahead and launch them. After the launch, we had some other conversations with the city, and their request was that we give them some time to actually work on an official permit. From their perspective, that would be a sort of cleaner way to manage it. And so we agreed to a 10-day hold on services so they had time to do the permit process. And so that permit is now officially done, and we are back on the street.
McLaurin says Lime expects to have 100 scooters deployed by this weekend. Charlotte isn't the only city where the company has gotten into hot water. In Honolulu 2 weeks ago, the mayor declared Lime scooters illegal, and workers began removing them from the streets. The problem is that in most places, the law doesn't say anything about motorized scooters. Are they bicycles, mopeds? Technically, companies like Lime can say they aren't breaking the rules.
There really isn't anything that's a clear parallel. You know, what we are doing in a lot of these places, and really all these places, is having collaborative discussions with the city to understand how can we best classify this as something that makes sense. And it's not anything that we have been able to, you know, duplicate across all markets to say, hey, this is what it is. It fits into your framework here.
Lime and city officials agree on one thing, says McLaurin. Some people want scooters to get around more easily without cars.
When the scooters came out, we had about 1,000 rides over the first 3 days. I think that sort of encapsulates the main point is that, you know, we want to figure out ways that people can get around that are not cars. And so we will continue to work with the city on how we can improve the permit, you know, how we can change it.
Officially, electric scooters in Charlotte are on a 5-month trial. In October, the city will reevaluate the program and decide whether any changes are needed. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.